This is Trahant Reports. I'm Mark Trahant. The battle over federal spending is about to get ugly. Real ugly. It's been a Republican promise to balance the federal budget within a decade. And in an election campaign, that promise looks so easy. Cut a penny here, another there, and somehow magically, revenues match spending and there's a balanced budget. Since Republicans now control both the House and the Senate, this should be a done deal, right? But that's not how it happens in the real world. In the federal system, there are all kinds of fiscal obligations that are paid automatically. If a person is eligible for Medicare or Medicaid, then the money is spent. Congress doesn't have to appropriate a dime. The automatic side of this budget is growing because baby boomers are older and drawing more benefits such as Social Security. But that's only the beginning of this complex spending debate. The money spent on American Indians and Alaska Natives is a tiny fraction, far less than 1% of the overall budget. Yet every idea to cut federal spending ends up significantly impacting tribal communities, making it impossible for tribal leaders to plan ahead and disrupting ongoing initiatives ranging from education to economic development. This time, the president's budget would benefit Indian Country, but that has to be enacted by Congress. And while there are supporters of Indian Country initiatives in Congress, the bigger issue is the overall budget and how much pressure there will be to trim spending from all federal agencies. Maya McGinnis, president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, told a Senate panel that the reality is that balancing the budget is probably not in our immediate future. The budget would have to shrink by $5.5 trillion, nearly eight times the size of the sequester. You think those numbers would be big enough, deep enough to scare off even committed Republicans. And that's true when it comes to defense spending. Defense News quoted Senator John McCain of Arizona saying he will do whatever it takes to avert sequester on defense, and he will not agree to any budget that does not stop sequestration. So that's fight number one. Republicans who want to live up to a balanced budget versus Republicans who want to end the sequester, well, at least as far as military spending goes. In a lot of ways, this will be a contest of wills between the House and the Senate. So which budget will prevail? The president's budget, at least in terms of overall spending, has no chance. Congressional budgets will be unveiled shortly, and then the fight begins, and we can start to wonder what kind of last-minute deal will be needed to keep the government operational. Again, as I said, the battle over federal spending is about to get ugly. I'm Mark Trahant in Anchorage.